Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I see ya. Welcome to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. It's about to go down. It's Selection Sunday for NCAA. March Madness is getting ready to start, y'all. And we got some exciting things happening in football. But without further ado, those of you who are new to Dragon Sports Live, this is not just your typical podcast. This is your podcast to give you music and sports. And what better way to start our show off right with some music from you, local artists, people that send me their music that wants to be heard on Dragon Sports Live. So let's check it out, y'all. Here on Dragon Sports Live, let's kick our show off right with Lambo Bleeds. Attention.
Oh, no. Make them no go con the things you're gentle. When I pray, be like, bro, you're wrong. Is your love, oh, is your love. If I run a million songs, oh, you'll be enough, oh. Me, I go dengue, me, I go dengue. Why I no go dengue when my daddy hold me, yeah, yeah.
Are more American than one's inherent need to put on a uniform and one's need to create. And in modern America, some of our nation's greatest exports have been the American service member engaged in endless wars and the American hip-hop artist engaged in lyrical genius. On special occasions, we get to see the hybrid of both. In the annals of the American warrior poet, we have been graced with names like Ice-T, Shaggy, and Nate Dogg. But if there ever was a Mount Rushmore of veteran rappers, a Mount Vetmore, if you will, you would need to include the name of the Marine Rapper. He's smooth with the groove, quick with the wit, tantalizing with the tongue.
Whoa, no, bro.
I'm your hype man.
I get that, but you know,
this is how I talk.
I get it, but Jack, more hip-hop, bro.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Introducing the Marine Rapper.
That's better.
He's gone Hollywood on us.
Bro, it's not that I went Hollywood. It's like, if I was in the 1940s, it'd sound like this, though. Culture war like, what? Culture war like.
Yes, Feeling good, feeling great. Finally here. But I only made it because of my faith in the Father. So let me share with y'all. Listen, come on. Yeah. It's been a long time coming. But by my faith, I'm standing right here. Listen.
Said I was born and raised up in the church house. Monday to Sunday, just trying to figure out who is the Jesus that mom keeps talking about. She said that he can work it out. So why does she still cry and shout? Age 5, I had my doubts. Until I met her one day through the love of music. Plant the seed in my heart and said, son, we'll do this. So I'm gonna do it, yes, to the fullest. And be a witness so your soul can feel this.
Said I made this far by faith. I'm blessed to be alive, standing here.
Some knowledge, living it up. I'm making 50 a week, brand new ones on my feet. Not to mention that my love for Christ is at its peak.
Until my mom's got cancer, the doctor said that they didn't have the answer. Where's my healer?
She passed away,
cause I prayed. I'm the one that took her pain away.
Said I made this
for my
faith,
but I'll be there for you
because of what I've been through.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Dragon Sports Live. That last song was Corey Brownie, I Made It. And thus, we made it to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. And if those who didn't catch me, I am Dante Payne. And it's about to go down today, because it's Election Sunday, but it's also one step closer to... Well, we also closer to the draft as well, but we closer to baseball kicking up some games actually starting in 3 days. So now we can say baseball is officially back in the game. Baseball is back, y'all. But we do got some scratches that's happening in this lead right now, especially with the Yankees. Gerrit Cole is scratch. So he's having inflammation, discomfort in his elbow. He might be out 3 months. He might be out longer. But right now they say it's not Tommy John. He doesn't require Tommy John surgery. Just rest. So he's not throwing at all. He might hit, but he's not throwing. So with that being said, Yankees pitcher Nestor Cortez will start on opening day. Now keep this in mind. 3 days. Some teams start on the 20th. Some teams 28th. But baseball is hitta. Mariners signed pitcher Ryan Stanek to a 1-year deal. Trevor Bauer got to pitch against Dodgers minor leaguers in the exhibition game. He's still looking for another chance to come back to the big leagues. He wants another chance. Like after all the case situation, he served his suspension plus more. And he still has the ability to pitch and do what he got to do. So that's that. Speaking of Dodgers, Dodgers pitcher Tyler Glasnow will start in the career games against the Projects, Yu Darvish. So that's also a plus. Red Sox Lucas Giolito is undergoing right elbow surgery. That will end his season, depending on the healing process, but that will end his season, the newly acquired pitcher, before he can even play a season there. Third baseman J.D. Davis, he was released by the Giants, right? After beating the team in arbitration last month. Then they released him on Monday. But a few days later, he gets a 1-year deal that's worth $2.5 million with the Athletics. Or the A's, as you call it. I don't know if I want to call them Oakland or Las Vegas because they are planning on moving, but that move hasn't been official yet. Braves option off top prospect, pitcher prospect A.J. Smith short to AAA. They also signed outfielder Adam Duvall to a 1-year, $3 million contract. And it's getting shicey. The Pirates reached deals with outfielder Michael A. Taylor, a 1-year deal that's worth $4 million. And also a minor league deal with pitcher Domingo Garman. Building up depth, building up reserves. Cardinals manager Oliver Moguer gets a 2-year extension. Also, the Cardinals signed center field Tommy Edman. Well, I should say center field Tommy Edman will be shut down, and he's expected to have an IL stint because of a fractured wrist. He was hit by a pit. He has a wrist fracture, so we'll see how that wrist inflammation actually. Yes. Let's see what that goes. But Blue Jays catcher Danny Jensen is out for at least 2 weeks with a fractured wrist after being hit by a pitch on Wednesday. Guardians pitcher Trevor Stephan to undergo UCL reconstruction surgery, so he would miss a full season. And then in the turn of events for White Sox pitcher Michael Kopech, he used to be a closer, and he also used to be a starter, but now he's been moved to the bullpen and come in as a relief and save person. And he said it was disappointing for him, but he got to do what the team does. On top of that, White Sox also traded right-hand pitcher Jalen Cease, who's been in rumors for months, and who had stayed with the team. He's been traded to the Padres for right-hand pitcher Drew Thorpe, as well as Jerio Adante, and outfield Samuel Zavala and Steben Wilson. They also, because of these slew of moves that they made, they designated outfielder Peyton Burdick for assignment, so he will be a free agent or he'll go down to the minor leagues. We'll see what that goes and how that goes from there. Brewers are close. Closer Devin Williams has two stress fractures in his back, and he's expected to be out 3 months. Now, I had a stress fracture before. 3 months about the timeline, except I think it was 6 months. But I had mine in my shin of my left leg and had to wear a boot. So I know them stress fractures, but in the back, gotta be painful. He played through it last year. He definitely played through, had that fracture, and he played through it last year, but he got it on both the left side and the right side. So I know that struggle. I know that pain, and I definitely know you going through it. So hopes that that recovery goes well for you and you enjoy what you do best. But yeah, I definitely know that pain. I went through that pain before, so it ain't even cool for me to go through that pain. Just thinking about it made me think about the pain. My shin started hurting, so I feel you on that one. But yeah, hope you rest up, get easy, and then turn around and kill it. Do what you got to do. Keep on killing it and killing it and killing it and killing it. But yeah. We got some of retirements happening. So, veteran outfielder Cole Calhoun, he's retired after a 12-year career. He retired Friday night via Instagram. And he's 36. So, he was selected by the Los Angeles Angels in the 8th round of the 2010 MLB draft out of Arizona State. He played for the Angels from 2012 to 2019, as well as the Diamondbacks from 2020 to 2021, and then the Texas Rangers in 22, Guardians in 23. He was a free agent this offseason, but in his career, he has 1,239 games, hit 2.42 with 1,076 hits, 179 worms, and 4 RBIs. Won the Golden Glove in 2015. So, that's a very good, you know, that's a good career for him. Time to hang up the cleats now. On to the next. So, yeah. Like I said, we're wrapping up spring training games today. We got a few games today. On this lovely Sunday afternoon. So we got the Cubs taking on the Texans today, who are looking good in spring training, by the way. They 4-8. Now, I wish I could say the same thing for the White Sox, who take on the Oakland A's. They are 8-15 in the spring training league, or spring training. So, hope they feel better. Orioles looking pretty good, too, sitting at 17-5 in spring training. They take on the Braves today. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy how we got all these things going on today. But it's also Selection Sunday, too. And I'll talk more about that coming up. Far as the end of that, we're going to give y'all some more music here on Dragon Sports Live. We're going to see what the Cubs is doing. Like, other than the additions that they have, they ain't really doing nothing. Other than they reassigned right-hand pitchers Clint Clark and Sam McWilliams, as well as left-hand pitcher Brad Wick to the minor league camp. And optioned off. Yeah, they auctioned off, what is his name? Brennan Davis and shortstop Luis Vasquez to Iowa, and right-hand pitcher Porter Hunt to Tennessee. So that's the only thing that they've done as far as, like, depth. But, like I said, they're looking pretty good right now. Rookie's looking good. The roster's coming along great. So, yeah. Let's see how it goes, where it goes from there. But if you would like your music to be played on Dragon Sports Live, you can send your music to dragonjumppro@gmail.com, or you can go to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and you type in Dragon Jump Productions, Dragon Jump Pro. You shall find me there. And you'll be able to send your music to me. You'll be able to, like, send your music to me. Send me your artist name if you're on Apple Music, because I do rocks with Apple Music. Everything I have is Apple. And if you're on Spotify, you can send me that. You can send me y'all links. How about that? And then I can go pick up your music, add it to my rotation. If I like it, I'm bobbing my head to while I'm on air. But it's my way of supporting you guys. So, do that. Be sure to have fun with it. And let's rock. Let's have fun with each other. Because those of you who are new to this, this is not just your typical podcast. This is your podcast of sports and music. So chop it up with me. Talk about sports. That's how we're going to do it that way. I do got more music coming up on Dragon Sports Live, as well as we're going to talk about what the Bears did. Wow, some fans are quite slightly upset, and some were just like, finally. So we'll see how that goes coming right up. But without further ado, we got Rui and 175 pounds here on Dragon Sports Live, followed by Reggie Rock, Different. Let's get it.
I lost 175 pounds, and I don't even look that different. It was easier than they make it sound, so let me tell you how I did it. Step one, I finally figured it out. When he was calling love is what was dragging me down. Step two, I cut out everything bad. By telling him it's over, it was simple as that. And now I'm lighter, got sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm looking and I'm feeling so much better right now. Told him not to let the door hit him on his way out. That's how I lost 175 pounds. 175 pounds. I lost a lot of time I can't get back. To all the fights and lame excuses, I lost myself on top of all of that. So unhealthy, it was stupid. Dragging me down. Step two, cut out everything bad. Telling him it's over, it was simple as that. Okay.
Pajamas, no sleep at night, cause our mentors told us keep the fight. That's Dr. King and Malcolm X would hold his pistol tight. That's two perspectives I address as I get dressed this morning. Who killed our dreams? This is a classic case of who done it. Our own assumptions might back us up, so we do the plumbing. At least we doing something. We spill our guts all over our shirt when it gets hard to stomach. Black tie on as I address it, just so you know you got it. Y'all searching for, please believe my cheese matured. That's what this black tie symbolizes. Siege at its core. My development in a room full of elephants. And a mouse get loose, I may be the only one who gonna step on it. And my hard bottoms, rock bottom is a hard bottom. Y'all see me come up from here before, then come back with a hard album. This is a heart project, this is a smart project. And this is for me, so I'm not offended or partial to eject. And this is for free, so you can't validate me with a check. And I'm not God, but feel honored to meet the elect. On behalf of my father, who lined me up like the barber. Doing press interviews, took a man destined to lose and made him a starter. Hold up.
Black tie on as I address it. Just so you know you gotta respect it. Black tie on.
What you seek to sell, you'll reap as well. You'll drink from wells that are deep as hell. Hell is deep, but Jesus came back with the keys as well. That's how you share the wealth. Get better in spirit, can't better yourself. Just die to self. Wrestle with it all you want, you never get the title belt. Wait. Let me get my tie. Let me make this clear. I ain't dressed like this so I can die. I'm about to live. I was never like the other kids. I would rather stay at home. I couldn't get comfortable where other people live. Ran up in the church with a mask on, trying to cast stones. What was I wrong? They was dealing with what I was dealing with. I'm talking rough riders like Dragon. Now everybody got a rough ride. Everybody got a black tie. Everybody found a new level. Now everybody look back. Bye. Ha.
Welcome back to another edition of Drag Sports Live. That last song you heard was Black Tie by CJ. I don't know what happened to the other music. Somehow it skipped, it jumped, and then it glitched out. But I'm sorry for that. But that last song that y'all just heard was Black Tie by CJ. Going into Black Tie events and everything that sort, it's been a wild free agency. Like, it was to the point where I couldn't even keep up. Patriots added linebacker, Patriots linebacker Emphrey Jennings reached a 3-year deal that's worth $12 million. On top of that, they signed Tyee, or tight end for those, Austin Hooper, to a 1-year deal. Mac Jones was traded to the Jaguars. And, yeah, like I said, it's been real crazy. A lot of things, a lot of contracts were cap dumps. So a lot of people was cutting people that was financial casualties. It benefits some teams. And we also had a couple of retirements. So we talk about the retirement. We had, first we had Jason Kelce. Then we had Fletcher Cox. And then another great, hard-hitting defensive, 3-time defensive player of the year, Aaron Donald, announced his retirement. So it's like, he had to call it quits. He was contemplating, like a lot of people failed to realize, that he was contemplating retiring last year. When they won the Super Bowl, like before they won the Super Bowl, he was contemplating retiring. When they won the Super Bowl, he got that ring. He said he's going to come back for one more year. And still was contemplating on retiring and whether or not that should happen or not, whether he should go. But that's what he was contemplating on. But he retired, 3-time defensive player of the year, made a Pro Bowl in 3 pro seasons, and he only 32 years old. Hey, it is what it is. So, hey, each his own. But like I said, this crazy off-season, free agency period, the tampering period, the first 2 days was crazy. We even had people switch it up. They said they was going to go to this team. They end up going to another team. And that linebacker was Eric Kendricks. He was going somewhere else. Actually, I think he was going to the Dolphins. He jumped ship and went to the Cowboys instead. Cowboys been, I don't think they want to restructure Dak Prescott's contract. So they've been dumping everybody. They released linebacker Leighton Van Der Esch, but he was released on a failed physical. They released wide receiver Michael Gallup. He was actually a post-June cut and saves them $9.5 million in cap space. They lost Tony Pollard. He went over to the Titans. It was a lot of people that they lost. So you still got CeeDee Lamb. You still got Dak Prescott. You lost Tyron Smith. He signed, the offensive tackle signed a 1-year deal with the Jets. Jets also signing John Simpson, as well as right tackle Morgan Moses. Quarterback's been shipped left and right. So Kenny Pickett is now a Philadelphia Eagle, and he will back up Jalen Hurts. They end up trading a 24th fourth round pick to the Eagles for a 24th third round pick and a number 8, the 225 seven round picks for the Eagles. But Eagles also signed Devontae Parker to a 1-year deal, as well as linebacker Devin White from the Buccaneers. Like I said, mostly everything, with the exception of about 10 players, all been 1-year deals. So it's like, this is the tryout. If you like it, then you're going to come on back for another season. Or we'll extend the contract, especially because the cap this year is at $255 million this year. So it's up from $247 million. like I said, a lot of teams had Cowboys disease that they had to get rid of. The Chargers was the big, the most of it. They traded Keenan Allen to the Bears, which is a good move, and I'll talk more about the Bears in a second. They waive a couple of their players. So it's like, I don't even know how to really say it. Like, unless I'm looking at all the teams, because it was, like I said, it was a lot. But, yeah, with speaking more on the Keenan Allen thing, they just gave up a fourth-round pick to get him. And y'all just basically got the number one receiver from the Chargers. Y'all got a running back who had a good career year last season, DeAndre Swift from the Eagles. He signed via free agent, and he signed a three-year deal at that. Y'all re-signed Jalen Johnson. The only bad thing is y'all traded away. Well, it's a half-and-half situation with that. They traded away Justin Fields to the Steelers. Now, the bad thing is we didn't really get anything in return for that. Like, we gave up we got a 25 pick, a 25 six-round pick that if Justin Fields gets playing time becomes a fourth-round pick. But I think they waited too late. You know, playing around, had him in the dark. Think they waited, if they was going to trade him, think they waited too late to make that move happen. So, let's say it that way. They waited too late to make that move. And that's why they got what they got. So, bad them trading Fields away, what's next? Are the Bears going to draft the quarterback? Are they going to draft? That's just basically saying that they would draft UFC's Caleb Williams, number one overall, in April 25th. We don't know. But that helps the Steelers out because the only quarterback they had on the Steelers side was newly signed quarterback Russell Wilson. And it gives them a backup who's young and versatile on his with his feet. Sometimes he make poor decisions, but and I think that was the reason why it was downfall. That's why I didn't pick up the Fields option. But that seemed like that's the struggle for Chicago in general. Because if you think about it, Trubisky made poor decisions at times, and they didn't pick up his fifth year option, and he was a free agent the following season, following his fourth year. So it's like, okay. But everybody's saying the Bears, like Caleb Williams, they might draft Caleb Williams. And I'm sorry, I understand you projected to be number one overall pick. You had career stats at USC and Ohio, I believe. Yeah, USC and Ohio. But if you're going to be at the combine, at least you ain't got to do something, but at least do like the medical stuff, the other stuff. We know you're a versatile player. So, yeah. Let's see what happens April 25th. We'll see if the Bears trade down and get multiple picks out of that. But let's see. So, they definitely are in need of a quarterback now. Because we signed Brett Rippin. They also still got Tyson Badgett on the roster. Brett Rippin, and that means we finally got rid of Nathan Peterman, which no offense to him, but he wasn't right for the Bears, and he wasn't right. He's a journeyman now. You're just gonna be a certified backup. Let's just put it like that. Gonna be a certified backup. That actually not even a certified backup, third stringer. They putting you in because as an emergency quarterback. And they hoping not to do that. So, Yeah, they hoping not to do that. They hoping, you know, that they keep it moving. But yeah, it's crazy. Washington has signed cornerback Noah Igloo, and that's a depth signing plus special teams. So, yeah, it's, like I said, it's been crazy. We still got a lot of top free agents out there. Broncos was quiet in QB free agency after they released Russell Wilson, so we're going to see what they do there. And yeah. Seahawks signed linebacker Jerome Baker. It's a one-year deal. And he was with the Dolphins. Wide receiver Braxton Berrios re-signed with the Dolphins. Chargers re-signed quarterman Easton Stick. Defensive tackle Adam Butler re-signs with the Raiders. Tevier Thomas, cornerback, is set to meet with Tampa Bay. We don't know what will happen in that, but he spent his last three seasons with Houston. And yeah, we're going to get swifty with it, so. Vikings acquired the Texans first round pick, the number 23 overall pick, and the 7-round pick. Texans will get a 2nd-round pick as well as a 6th-round pick and a 2025 2nd-round pick. Vikings also signed Sam Darnold to a 1-year deal. He's potentially going to be the starter right now. He's taking the place of Kirk Cousins, who went to the Falcons. Was it Falcons? Yeah. It was the Falcons with a 4-year deal, $180 million, 100 guarantee. Rams signed cornerback Jimmy G to a 1-year contract. Commanders signing quarterback Marcus Mariota to a 1-year contract with a base of $6 million. They also trade Sam Howell to the Seahawks. So it's like quarterbacks on the move, running backs on the move. People trying to focus on what they need now. They try to get their needs done in free agency, and then whatever they still need, they're going to hit it in the draft. But on the Cousins things, a lot of people's like, oh, he's 1-4 in the playoffs, but yet he's still getting a bag. And some people was mad about that. Like, yeah, he getting that bag, but it might benefit Atlanta, who just landed a quarterback that likes to sling the ball. So the receivers might benefit from that. We shall see. Panthers signed safety Jordan Fuller to a 1-year deal and released safety Von Bell. But Von Bell, pretty much the same day he got released, Bengals signed him on Friday to a 1-year deal. A lot of these moves was cost efficiency, cost cuts, stuff like that. So, yeah, we gonna see what they says. Just run out of premium options in free agency. As far as wide receivers, right now, and Rodgers is back. He got a new revamped offensive line. His receiving holdovers is Garrett Wilson, Corey Davis, Allen Lazard, and Randall McCollum, and McCole Hartman. that's what it is. That's a deep balance on grouped on paper, but didn't really share it out. So we shall see where that goes and how it goes. How goes it? But yeah, it's crazy. Crazy off season. The reaction is crazy. Some of us was all, I know I was livid when I seen that they traded, because it's like y'all doing the same thing to Justin Fields. Y'all did to Trubisky. So y'all had Justin Fields in the dark. Y'all basically just informed him now of like what y'all gonna do, what y'all was gonna do. Titans signed Calvin Ridley to a 4-year deal, $92 million. And all pro kick returner Keyshawn Nixon returned to the Packers. Brown signed running back Nyheim Hines as well as Jameis Winston. And then Giants agreed to a 1-year deal with Drew Locke. Steelers traded Deontay Johnson to the Panthers for cornerback Dante Jackson and a pick swap on Tuesday. Linebacker DeAndre Vaughn Campbell heading to the 49ers on a 1-year deal. Chiefs reconstructed Patrick Mahomes' contract, creating $21.6 million cap space. And then the Ravens signed running back Derrick Henry to a 2-year deal. Gus Ayers agreed to a 2-year deal worth $7 million with the Chargers. So it's like a lot of flip-flop. But I do like what, going back to the Bears, I do like what I see with the lineup so far. You got Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, Gerald Everett, DeAndre Swift. And on defense side, Kevin Bernard and a couple, and Jonathan Owens. Gives y'all some depth, some leeway. So let's see what y'all do with the drive. Y'all got the pieces. Now we just got to get a quarterback now. Who's going to be a starter? I guess they're going to be, he's going to be a day one starter, whichever quarterback. Depend on what they do. But we'll see. Come April 25th, who will they draft? Who, like, and that's just saying any teams, who would they draft? But we are 2 weeks away from spring football kicking off. Exactly 2 weeks away. So, why don't we wait on that? I'll be checking out spring football. That's how I'm going to get down that way. But it is what it is. I got some more music coming up on Dragon Sports Live. We got Keith J. Well, not Keith J. We got Chill, Dark Days coming up on Jack and Sports Live here. And it's about to come to you right now.
I've been trying to make it through these dark days. I just wanna wake and see a full gaze. But I'm seeing all these demons in my hallways. I just seen them leave them in the broad day. I've been trying to make it through these dark days. I just wanna wake and see a full gaze. But I'm seeing all these demons in my hallways. In my hallways. Turn up the beat, time to re-up. They gotta see, I gotta tell. Run up on me, you out of luck, I'm making a beat, keep it a buck, blame it on me, I cannot trust, blame in the streets, running amok, I need the money, we had enough, I gotta speak, power to thrust, listen to me, I'm on the cusp, just broken by me, had to adjust, shit went to leave, now I'm lost, you ain't believe, thought it was luck, roll it to see, we ain't gon' rust, I made it far, I was just stuck, wanted to start, had to get struck. Keep my heat for warm. So what if we ain't gon' reap no more? been trying to make it through these dark days. I just wanna wake and see a full gaze. But I'm seeing all these demons in my hallways. I just seen them leave them in the broad day. I've been trying to make it through these dark days. I just wanna wake and see a full gaze. But I'm seeing all these demons in my hallways. In my hallways.
Chasing dreams, balling every day now. Like the MVP, could have stopped at any time, but then I wouldn't be free. Could have followed everybody, but then I wouldn't be me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm on my way, my way, my way. Had to do it my way, had to do it my way. Yeah, I'm on my way, my way, my way. Had to do it my way, had to do it my way. Yeah, I'm trying to live my dreams. Gotta put the work in like the MVP. I know that the devil's always testing me, but I got these angels that's protecting me.
Yeah, I know I've been climbing. I'm under pressure, but pressure makes diamonds. 10,000 hours, I'm putting the time in. They dim on my light, but I know I'll be shining. Following God and my intuition, a man on a mission. The way that I'm living, I live in the future. I'm seeing the vision, it's just the beginning. I know I'm committed. I know that I'm getting back to my ways. I'm never doubting, I'm having the faith. My time to eat, now I'm grabbing the plate. Know it's my time and I'm having my way. I don't play no games, yeah. Overcame the pain, yeah. I know I'm here to stay, yeah. I know I'm on my way, yeah.
Gotta be on my way now. I've been chasing dreams, balling every day now. Like the MVP, could've stopped at any time, but then I wouldn't be free. Could've followed everybody, but then I wouldn't be me, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on my way, my way, my way. Had to do it my way, had to do it my way. Yeah, I'm on my way.
We'll be right back.
to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. That last song was more of a beat that was made by Tofu Jack. I'm just living in Tofu Universal Volume 1. Check it out. It was a dope beat. I liked it. I'm over here vibing, but I gotta give y'all more show. I can't vibe too much longer because I got things to do. Things to sue. People to see. Also, gotta give y'all more news when I get it. Alright. Pistons are signing veteran forward Taj Gibson for the rest of the season. He was on a 10-day contract, but he will be signed to the Pistons for the rest of the season. And next guard, Ben Simmons, has back surgery for the second time in 3 years. I don't know, he got like a pinch nerve going on in his back or whatever is going on, but that's not a good sign for you to have, like, a back is going to cut somebody's career short. I'm just saying. Hopefully you get better and hope you get well. Hopefully you can rectify the situation. But, yeah, people that have multiple back injuries don't tend to last that long in no matter what league, NFL, baseball, basketball, it don't matter. But, yeah. Celtics became the first team to clinch a playoff berth. And also, the Bucks are there, too. And, like I stated before, it is getting close to playoffs. It's getting close to March Madness. It's getting close to a lot of things. The last 2 minutes of the Golden State Warriors win over the 128-121 win over the Lakers, that the last 2 minutes basically took more than 20 minutes of real time to play out thanks to a series of replay reviews as well as shot clock malfunctions. The delays began with 150 remaining in the fourth. Lakers was trailing 124-120 when basically Coach Darvinham challenged an out-of-bounds call that granted the Warriors possession. Wow, Lakers, Jackson Hayes, and Golden State forward both went for the rebound. And it was like, while the officials were reviewing out-of-bounds, it was determined that the corner three-pointer LeBron James made on the previous trip court with 207 did not count. So I was like, oh, okay. But Lakers end up winning the challenge on that. Then the clock happened. So it's like, okay. But LeBron James finished with 40 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds. Curry had 39. So it's like, yeah, things like that happen. Also, Anthony Davis was forced out too during that game. The left out of for Anthony Davis was swollen shut, and Davis was hurt after he was inadvertently hit in the face by Warriors forward Trace Jackson Davis while scoring on a layup. He continued to play the next few minutes, but then he left the game and did not return. Davis' vision was impaired and his eye was swollen shut. And also, Davis left the arena without speaking to reporters. Hey, my asshole, I'm gone. Joel Embiid has been reevaluated by the doctors, and they're happy with the progress right now. He's making the following meniscus surgery on the left knee. You know, and he might be ready for the playoffs if they continue to make the playoffs. If they don't mess up. But they did get the win over the Hornets 109-98. So we'll see. We'll continue to monitor that progress and let you know how that's going. But he is making progress. Bucks Chris Middleton is expected to return from an ankle injury versus the Suns. And that was later on today that they'll take on the Suns as well. So he's expected to do that. And then in the NBA memo, efficient focus among factors in scoring decline. So those, like, basically points of emphasis shared with referees and team officials believed to have contributed to a recent decline in scoring. Hey, it is what it is. It happens. So, that's what's going on with NBA. WNBA is getting ready to set for takeoff right now on the pause right now. But it is Selection Sunday for NCAA. And speaking of that, Juwan Howard would not return as Michigan's coach next year. He's out after following an 8-24 season this year, 3-13 on the road in conference. He will not return as the Michigan head coach, despite he had complications in LA. He had a good run starting with that, but he won't return next season. So, yeah, he's out. UConn wins first Big East tourney title since 2011. Wolfpack earned a miracle NCAA bid in the upset of North Carolina. And Oregon tops Colorado for the final Pac-12 hoops title. Grambling gets to 20 victories with first as Southwest Atlantic Conference title. Ohio State expected to promote Jake Diver. They expect him to give him the full-time role because he's currently the interim head coach who took over for Chris Holton, who was fired mid-February after a seven-year... Chris Holton, who's been there for 7 years, was fired after a 4-10 start. These schools ain't playing no games with y'all. 6 days after he was dismissed by the team, Morrison led Long Beach State to NCAA tournament with a 70-74 win over UC Davis in the Big East West tournament title game, adding at least a few more days in his tenure. Yeah, because he's expected to be let go at the end of the season. But, you know, since they won, they continue on. So, you keep them moving that way. You keep going. Iowa State cruises past Houston and wins Big 12 tournament. And South Carolina on the women's side won their South Carolina's freshman Malaysia Fuwali is Curry's first brand collegiate athlete. And first collegiate athlete with a Neil partnership. Also named the Southeastern Conference Tournament MVP on Sunday after South Carolina got the 8th title in 10 years. Maine women top Vermont for America East title and secured an NCAA bid. Texans A&M Corpus Christi women take Sutherland for first NCAA berth. UNLV beats SDSU for third straight Mountain West title. And Alabama men's coach Nate Oates have agreed on a new contract extension, making him one of 5 highest paid college coaches. UConn's Dan Hurley gets teed up after getting irritated by a fan, and he let the fan get the best of him, and he got teed up. It happens. It happens to the best of us sometimes, but I will let y'all know next week who's in and who's out. That's the best way I can put that. Let you know who's in and who's out. Women's side, Princeton NCAA Prince is NCAA bound with fifth straight Ivy title. Ivy Irvin ends long NCAA drought with Big West title. MTSU wins CUSA and heads to NCAAs for the 21st time. Jackson State women top Alcorn State to win SWAC. California Baptist wins WAC, earns first NCAA bid. Kent State earns first NCAA tourney bid since 2002. And Surgeon Fairfield wins the MAAC title, earns NCAA bid as well. In that regards, we got a couple games going on today, so be sure to check those things out. But like I say, I'll let y'all know who's in, who's on the bubble, all that jazz coming in. Because, like I said, it's Selection Sunday. And that will happen later on today. So I'll let y'all know when I get the update. Until then, I'm Dante Payne, and I'm signing out. Catch you on the next edition of Dragon Sports Live, where we'll find out who's in and who's out. Who's going to be in the NIT and who's going to be battling for a national championship. Yeah. Till then, peace.